Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Listening to Kaya Biz, and earlier on today, MEC Lebogang Maile delivered the medium-term budget policy statement for the Gauteng province, saying that for every 100 rand that's spent in the country, 33 rand comes from Gauteng. Let's then speak to Qedisi Vilakazi, the Deputy Director General for Sustainable Fiscal Resource Management at Gauteng Treasury. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just speak to us about the highlights of the medium-term budget policy statement.
Thank you very much, Enzinga, and good evening to you and the listeners of Kaya FM. Really, I think the major highlight it's the upward adjustment of the budget that MEC Lebogang Maile presented on the 3rd of June. Presented a budget of 172 billion for the province of Gauteng, and today he adjusted by 3.3 billion rand. So which really then takes our budget to 175.6 billion rand for this current financial year.
What does that mean practically? If I'm a resident of Gauteng and I'm listening, why should I care about that adjustment? How does it affect me on a day-to-day basis?
It really, really matters, really, because part of the primary responsibility for the province is to provide social services. So frontline services, we're talking about health, education, social development. Those are your social services. And of course, the province is not just only consisting of those, but there's also then the economic development aspect, the economic sector. So that is really what then what it means for the people of Gauteng, as you have indicated in your introduction, that this province really contributes almost 2.4 trillion to the national output. So it's a very important role player in the economy. So as he indicated, even in his speech, you know, reflecting even on the privilege that the province was given to host, you know, the head of states in this province. So that would really just then speaks to number of things, you know, the infrastructure, you know, the capacity to coordinate and many other things that were assigned to the province.
Yes, it's very important to have that social spend that you've spoken about. At the same time, there was a launch of TenderSwift, Gauteng's new e-procurement platform. That's been designed, and I'm reading from the speech here, in partnership with the Gauteng Management Agency to automate and digitize the entire tender management process in the province. Tell us about that.
Yes, I think procurement, it's really, because the budget, once it's there, it then goes through procurement systems. So MEC is really driving, I think, then that program of really digitalizing. You know, we've been you know, in a smart province like ours, relying on manual processes even for procurement purposes. So if we have agencies like Gautrain Management Agency that have been using even the system to procure, why should then that not be rolled out to the entire province? So those are the initiatives that he spoke about in March, and now we are practically implementing and doing what we ought to be doing as a province, as far as just in the value chain. You know, promote efficiency, you know, eliminate, you know, wastage, you know, and of course, you know, deal with issues of corruption, because if you are able really to use the systems, you are able as well to just then deal with the human interference in the procurement process.
Yeah, if you're speaking about corruption, Mr. Vilakazi, we know that according to Ground Up, between 2016 and 2018, half a billion rand was spent by one department, the Gauteng Department of Social Development, on basically non-profits that were used to allegedly, no, they didn't say allegedly, they said they are non-profit organizations who acted as conduits to pay suppliers without tender processes. That's one department spending half a billion rand. We know according to that report as well, that corruption wasn't investigated by Gauteng. So I'm wondering how you merge that we have seen on our television and our radio, on our television screens and heard on our radios about the rampant corruption that comes. You're speaking about the need to move away from human intervention that allows that kind of corruption, but it's not just a machine thing. What other measures are in place to, one, investigate past corruption, and two, ensure that someone doesn't just mess with the system and that that corruption is eliminated from Gauteng and the money goes to people it's meant to?
Yes, I think it's a responsibility really for everyone who is involved in the process. Talking about then the Department of Social Development, due diligence is important in their own processes of adjudicating the non-profit organization that must then benefit, because it is an important or that particular sector is also important in terms of ensuring that people reach or have access to the services that government is providing. So all I'm really really trying to say is that all that the MEC is really focusing on is things that are within the control of the provincial treasury, because it's responsible for transversal system. So where we've been able really to establish and know as a matter of fact really that this paper based is also just not making it easy to make the processes transparent. But if we use the system and everyone can then be able really to then see what is happening, it's a transparent thing. It makes it really easy even to deal with people who are just then really promoting their own agendas.
Okay. You spoke about responsibility, and I'm not going to harangue you about what Gauteng needs to be doing in terms of corruption, because I think you've said it's what's within the purview of the MEC and what he can deal with. When it comes to infrastructure in Gauteng, our water and roads in particular, is that a responsibility of the Gauteng government? If so, what is allocated for infrastructure to make sure that as residents of this wonderful province of the City of Gold, that sometimes feels more like, I don't know, not quite gold, maybe the tinfoil when it comes to the infrastructure, particularly with roads and water, what's being done there?
The responsibility, I think, then roads, the province has the responsibility.
Okay.
So if you really just then look at even then the budget for this year, the one that was just then tabling, you will notice really that over 13 billion has been allocated specifically just for infrastructure. It was just really a slight adjustment from the over 12 billion that he allocated at the beginning of the year, but there was a slight adjustment. I mean, about 90 million that was added in the health infrastructure budget. But you'll then recall that in the case of the Department of Roads and Transport, it benefited in the allocation that was made on the 3rd of June. So water, it's really then the responsibility of the municipal government, local government, it falls under their jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. And how is that process when it comes to budgeting between national, provincial, municipal? How do you work together to ensure that where your duties intersect or where the experiences intersect, there is a smooth transition or there is a smooth enabling, so that as residents, we don't feel the deprivation that we often feel when we're in Johannesburg?
Yes, there are established budgetary processes.
Mm-hmm.
So you will remember that on the 12th of November, the Minister of Finance tabled the medium-term budget policy statement and the adjustment budget for the country. So, and then the law then requires then the MEC of Finance, or in fact all the MECs of Finance in the country, to then follow suit within 30 days. So whatever that then the minister then presented on the 12th of November was really the product of the work that he did. I mean, the consultation with the provinces and also even with local government.
Mm-hmm.
And the consultation, they even really extend to a point where even the premiers of different provinces will even sit in extended cabinet meeting that would really just be focusing on the fiscal envelope of them, the country, so mm-hmm. that really there is alignment in what national is doing to what is happening at the provincial level as well as local, as well as local government level.
All right, and as we wrap up, Mr. Vilakazi, we know that there's a new Gauteng City Region Economic Growth and Development Plan that's been approved. Take us through what the aim of that is and what that is meant to do for Gauteng.
What the MEC really highlighted, because he's the MEC of Finance and Economic Development. So the component of economic development really is the one that is mandated to really come up with strategies to grow our economy. I think you'll have seen even today the data that came out for third quarter. You know, our economy grew nationally by 0.3%. So for us to be able really to see the kind of growth that will generate the revenue that will make it easy even for government to provide more resources for public goods, Gauteng economy must grow.
Right.
So that strategy that was approved by the Executive Council, it's really just supposed to guide or indicate how then the Gauteng economy, you know, just to unblock the bottlenecks.
Uh-huh.
Because it's critical that the Gauteng must grow at the level that will make it possible even for national to grow beyond 1-2% that we see at the moment.
Mm-hmm. This will be growing quicker than our national 0.5 in the third quarter. That is Vilakazi, Deputy Director General for Sustainable Fiscal Resource Management in Gauteng Treasury. Thank you so much for your time, DDG, on Kaya Business Evening. Really enjoyed your insights and just your explanations of what's taking place with that medium-term budget policy statement.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.